This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're getting closer to the Eagles' very big Week 6 matchup with the Minnesota Vikings. Yesterday, their injury report had many notable names on it. For more on that, let's bring in the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as he joins us every morning. Merrill, good morning. What did you make of yesterday's injury report?
Well, yesterday, the guys who didn't practice were included Ron Darby, Darren Sproles, and DeSean Jackson and Avonte Maddox. And none of those guys are going to be playing this Sunday in Minnesota. Some will be out for quite a bit longer. Two guys who didn't practice yesterday, Corey Clement, who has a shoulder injury, and Orlando Scandrick, who had an illness, will almost certainly be back in the lineup on Sunday. Limited yesterday were Rodney McLeod, the safety, and tackled Jason Peters, and both of them are very likely to play on Sunday. And having a full practice yesterday was Sidney Jones. So it's your basic, some out, some in, but nothing disastrous at the moment.
Merrill, let's talk about some of those guys on that injury list. Let's start with DeSean, who we've talked about a lot over the past couple of weeks because of his absence. If they do not have DeSean on Sunday, and like you said, it very much looks like they won't, what should the Eagles do offensively to make up for that element that DeSean brings that they really haven't had since he's been out?
Well, the most explosive guy in terms of downfield speed, other than DeSean Jackson, is Nelson Agholor. And as you know, he was out there. He had outrun the defense on two occasions last Sunday during the Eagles' win over the Jets. But both times there was illegal contact downfield, and Carson Wentz and Nelson didn't hook up. But they are very capable of going deep and exploding with the deep ball. So Nelson Agholor is certainly the guy who has got to make up that speed.
Well, certainly, and Sunday would be a great game to get that started. Sidney Jones, Merrill, full participant in practice yesterday. He's had injury issues since he's come out of the draft in 2017. Obviously, he missed most of his first season with a very severe injury he suffered before getting drafted. But he was hurt last year. He's hurt again this year. What do you make of Sidney Jones so far, a few years into his NFL career?
Well, he's a very talented football player. When he came out, the only reason they said he was around in the second round was because during his pro day he tore his Achilles. But that problem is behind him, and since then he's had hamstring problems, and I don't know what they can do to alleviate that. But he comes back, and then he pulls the hamstring, which caused him to miss a large chunk of last year, and here we go again, where he has continually injured the hamstring. So that's definitely a concern.
At what point, Merrill, and he's obviously got a lot of talent. He would have been a first-round pick if it wasn't for that Achilles injury. The Eagles got him in the second round simply because of that. At what point, though, does it have to be like, okay, you got to stop being injured and you have to start performing like a first-round pick, like the first-round pick we thought you were going to be?
Well, nobody said that he didn't have a severe problem with the hamstring that has certainly hampered him, but really, Doug Peterson made the statement yesterday that there's a time where you really have to start playing through these things and find a way to get through it, because otherwise you're never going to have a successful career. So he's not telling him to play hurt. He's not putting him in a position where he's going to endanger himself, but he said you've sometimes got to suck it up, and even if as long as you can play, get out there and play with it.
Looking ahead to Sunday, Merrill, one matchup that really intrigues me is the Eagles' sensational run defense against the Vikings' very good run offense. You know, since moving on from John DeFilippo last year and bringing in Kevin Stefanski, they have adopted more of a run-first approach, or a more balanced approach than they had with Flip. What matchup are you looking forward to seeing on Sunday?
Well, that's the big one, the one that you mentioned. The Eagles' defense has to somehow contain Dalvin Cook. He's been outstanding. He's averaging 6 yards plus per carry, and he's picked up another 200 yards as a receiver. So that's the guy they have to put the clamps on somewhat. You're not going to stop Dalvin Cook, but you've got to slow him down. You cannot allow him to be a one-man wrecking crew.
Merrill, I got one more for you. When you go up to Minnesota this weekend, do you plan on ice fishing at all?
When I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, I said, thank goodness the Eagles have Green Bay early, and it was nice there, and they have Minnesota early, and they have Buffalo relatively early in October. But I know the forecast for Saturday is 30 degrees and snow and ice, and then I heard it's supposed to turn to rain and be about 40. But none of that really matters because they are playing indoors. So maybe it'll be a little less comfortable going from the plane to the buses and from the buses to the stadium. But as far as the football players are concerned, it doesn't make one bit of difference.
No, and they had a lot of success at that U.S. Bank Stadium, Merrill, as we know. Merrill, thank you very much for the time. Tomorrow morning, we'll get your keys to the game.
See you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.